Good morning, everyone. It's Stefano. It is May 21st. Yes, May 21st. It's Victoria Day here in Canada. And today the banks and government offices are closed and most other retailers are open, but it is technically a holiday. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm going for my walk. It's a beautiful day, but it's gonna be muggy and hot, unfortunately. There seems to be only two types of seasons here in the Montreal area. Either you're freezing your you-know-whats off, or it's hot and unbearably so and humid. Oh well, I guess as Canadians, we're all allowed to complain about the weather. It's one of the best things we do and know how to do. And now I have a follower, and I'm following somebody who will understand. I would like to welcome Hi-Fi George to my audio booth. He started following me yesterday. No doubt after my my comment on Simon's Biogram boo, I left a text comment with a bunch of links to a whole bunch of, well, I guess audiophile name dropping, I suppose that's what I would call it. I mentioned a long time ago in a February boo how back in the, I guess, mid-80s, perhaps into the very early 90s, 91, 92, probably, maybe even a little bit less than that, maybe 90, 91, I was a big audiophile. I used to read up on audio magazines, and I used to listen to a couple of radio shows in those days out of Montreal that talked about high-end audio. And I used to dream as I was flipping the pages of magazines and looking at the ads. I wasn't on the internet in those days. I started on the internet about, I guess, at the very tail end of my audiophile, or my love of audiophile. And if there's time, I'll just touch on that in a second. So, what were some of the brands I was looking at? Well, I've already mentioned this in the comments, but I figure I'd do it in an audio boo. Quad. They made amazing, again, a British, most of the high-end audio companies were British. So you had people like Macintosh. That was amazing. Macintosh systems, even my father raved about them. And he worked for he was an accountant, but for a little while he worked in in a audiophile store. These two brothers had a chain of them. I think they had like three stores, and he was the accountant for them. So my father would come home with these ads, or what would they call them, marketing gizmos, you know, these plastic things that people would put in their showrooms. Hang on. Okay, sorry about that. I had to pause the recording because the garbage truck was going by and I didn't want you to have to endure the smell. So, what was I saying? Yes, so my father would come home with all this marketing paraphernalia. Things that they would put in the showroom. Things from Lynn. I think it was, or was it Lynn Mark? I can't remember. And they used to make turntables. Thorin's. B&W. Bang & Olufsen. Class A. Class A used to make, they still do, a lot of these companies are still around. Class A used to make a Class A amplifier. Many of those were tube type amps. And I could go into a whole audio boo just on tube amps and why they were better and why they sounded more natural. Crazy stuff. I mean, nowadays when we're walking around with our whole music collection sitting in a small handheld device. I'll come back with part two in a second. Be right back.